And now our special focus on the show this evening. The seventh wonder of the world is in jeopardy. The iconic Taj Mahal, as it stands in all its glory, paints a picture of monumental neglect. After several nights of heavy rain, the magnificent Taj Mahal dome, built with the stunning Makrana marble embedded with exquisite carvings, seems to have developed cracks, with water leaking from it. The inundated Taj lawns have turned into a river of flood water, a grim reminder of when the wondrous mausoleum had almost disappeared under a thick blanket of smog. In fact, it was not so long ago that the Taj Mahal's changing colour owing to acid rain had sent alarm bells. From climate change to pollution, modern-day advances have ravaged our historical structures, brick by brick. On Left, Right and Centre this weekend, we ask, is the decline of the Taj wear and tear or indifference? Where is our plan to protect monuments? Before I bring in my guests, take a look at this report that my colleague Shreya sent from the Taj Mahal.
Agra witnessed record-breaking rainfall in the last 2 days, which has resulted in water seeping into the dome of the Taj Mahal. The World UNESCO Heritage Site right now facing this unexpected challenge of a water seepage from its central dome. On Thursday itself, the Archaeological Survey of India officials sprung into action and conducted a probe and said that there could be a hairline crack in the dome from which the water is leaking, and the rainwater is leaking into the Taj Mahal on the mausoleum of Shahjahan and Mumtaz. And remember, this is a 17th century archaeological marvel, and the surrounding garden area of the Taj Mahal was also inundated with the rainwater because of the torrential rain that occurred in the last 2 days, and the visuals of which were widely shared on social media, which is quite embarrassing in itself because the Taj Mahal is seen as a symbol of pride and love for not only Agra but for the country. And this kind of erratic torrential rainfall, of course, signals the larger issue of climate crisis, and it is important to question what is the government going to do about protecting the historical monuments, the country's historical monuments, from the threat of the climate change. And right now, we know that the Archaeological Survey of India official has confirmed that there is no damage in the dome as such, but more renovation work needs to take place to ensure that such seepage, water seepage or water leakage do not take place. But earlier last year also we saw water flooding into the garden area, but of course this kind of a situation where water is seeping into the Taj Mahal is first is happening for the first time.
So absolutely concerning there. But let me bring in my guests this evening, Professor B.L. Bhadani, Professor and Head Department of History and Archaeology at the AMU. He's also the President of the Archaeology and Epigraphy Society in Bikaner. Ulka Kelkar, Executive Director, Climate of WRI, is also with us. Sanjay Sharma, who's the President of the Tourist Guides Federation of India, is joining me as well. Thanks all very much for being with us this evening. Going across to you first, Professor Bhadani. What we see vis-a-vis Taj Mahal, whether it was the Taj Mahal covered under a thick blanket of smog last year, whether it was the lawns inundated, the question of Taj Mahal changing its colour, this really points to a larger problem of a lack of plan when it comes to our monuments. Climate change, pollution, they continue to ravage our monuments and we seem to be caught completely off guard.
The water seepage is the new problem for the Taj Mahal. Since last 25 years or so, the Archaeological Survey of India is not taking care of this world monument. First thing is that, when we were surveying the Agra area for Fatehpur Sikri, then we came to know that there are so many problems, there were so many bhattas, and there's the river was shifting its route. And besides this, this was sometime it the color of the monument is also fading. It's gradually the whiteness of the Taj Mahal is wiping out. And this time, the water seepage is a very serious problem. It means the water goes down to the ground level. Its root will be, the root of the Taj Mahal would be root of the structure would be destroyed ultimately. The seepage is a very serious problem, and the ASI should take the care of it, and technical advice should be taken from the architects and other engineers that what ASI can do. And I think if the ASI is not competent, then it should take the services of the private, just like Aga Khan Trust, wagaira. There are so many competent persons who can provide technical advice to how to stop this new problem.
So that's an important point you're making. If the ASI is incompetent, perhaps, as you say, to take care of our structures of historical importance, then there have to be private players that need to be roped in. But Sanjay Sharma, you know, the point that Professor is making about the ASI plan, you know, given the fact that, you know, this is one of the seven wonders of the world, so we can only imagine what really is a situation with unprotected and undesignated monuments, if this is what is happening to the Taj Mahal. Sanjay Sharma?
Is it me who is...
Yes, yes, Mr. Sharma.
Yes, well, first of all, I'm sorry because I'm not home. I'm on the road trying to speak to all of you. Good evening to all. And in fact, we have an expert who just spoke a few minutes ago. But I'm not an archaeologist myself, but I've been in the tourism business for almost 37 years, so I do know certain basics. As far as the history of culture, Archaeological Survey of India is concerned, well, their main job is to do preservation and conservation of the monuments, wherever we have these ASI, presence of these ASI protected monuments. And all I can say is that this particular building is an iconic structure. It's an iconic monument which brings billions and billions of foreign exchange to the country, with tourists visiting from overseas as well as domestic. And if something happens, any kind of danger of this kind happens to an iconic monument like Taj Mahal, I think it's really going to give a very big loss to the economy of the country.
Mr. Sharma, let me ask you, since you're somebody from tourism, and since you head that Guides Federation as well, Taj Mahal is supposed to evoke, you know, an aura of love. There is a certain charm about it. There's a certain magnificence to it. With such wear and tear, do you see, you know, that also sort of diminishing to an extent? That aura of magnificence and the kind of ethereal beauty about Taj Mahal, do you see that diminishing with this kind of wear and tear? Of course, the other technical aspects and the larger question about monuments preservation is there. But in the, you know, at the very basic essence of it, do you see that, you know, such sort of ravages of time diminish the beauty and the aura of the Taj Mahal as well?
Absolutely. In the last decades, I would say, I have seen the maintenance or the upkeep. Well, speaking of Taj Mahal, it, what should have improved has not actually improved. I mean, any question?
No,
okay,
no, go ahead,
let
sir,
me
go
finish.
Ahead.
So that is the main thing. And such kind of a thing like, see, this is not the first time we have had torrential rains in Agra. We have had situations like floods. In the 80s, we had that. We have had rains like this, but that does not, we cannot just shy away from the responsibility. And I don't think so. Archaeological Survey of India is doing the job up to the extent or the need where we need to preserve a monument, a wonder of the world, like the Taj Mahal. I'm sorry to say, but unfortunately, the upkeep and it is not up to the level as it should be.
I mean, okay, So that's an important point you're making, that the upkeep and the maintenance is not up to the mark. And in fact, you make a very important point that, you know, it's not the first time that we are seeing torrential rains in Agra. But Ulka Kelkar, come in on this point, because a lot of these problems are man-made problems, you know, whether it's the particulate matter emanating from the industries around Taj Mahal, whether it's pollution in the Yamuna, you know, that was also one of the points brought up in various tribunals. The entire ecosystem around not just the Taj Mahal, but, you know, around so many monuments, so many structures of historical importance, that is being damaged. And that really is a man-made problem.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It is very much a systemic issue and compounded by the fact that climate patterns are changing. So extreme rainfall events, heat stress, and many people have been referring to the kinds of impacts that the Taj has had with acid rain or with even the Yamuna reaching the walls of the Taj last year. I would take you back even further back in history to another monument not so far away, namely the historical capital city of Fatehpur Sikri,
yes,
which some theories say was abandoned partly because of water scarcity. So there have always been challenges, and climate change is going to bring such challenges in even more rapid succession. And we have to plan for a more possibly erratic monsoon. Mm. There are, of course, other places in the world also which are also facing the same challenge because climate change is a global issue. Venice, for example, as you know, is a city which is highly prone to floods, and there have been major floods happening. Florida, they call what are called king tides, which are happening now and causing great flooding in the tourist areas. Even in the mountains of Europe and the Alps, ski tourism is taking a hit because there's not been enough snowfall in recent years. So there will be a number of steps which have to be taken for our existing heritage monuments, but also for the new tourist infrastructure that is being developed. For example, Bihar is developing Buddhist tourism around Gaya and other sites, which are going to be faced with a lot of heat stress, in fact, humid heat stress. Then in Madhya Pradesh, which is also right now suffering from the same high pressure system, the same rainfall that is happening in the entire region, has a lot of tourism, a lot of plans to have ecotourism because it's one of the places in our country which has a good tiger population. And then even if you look at a city like Delhi, where international tourists come in, have to go to the airport to go to these sites, then even the transport networks are getting hit for any of these tourist sites. So it's very much a systemic issue, and any infrastructure that we build for the existing sites as well as for new sites will have to be more climate resilient, so stronger. It might need to be raised to take into account floods. It should definitely be green and unpaved so that water, especially very fast rain, has a chance to drain away, because existing drainage systems may be getting built over or encroached and the water may not getting a chance to go away.
So many of these,
and we'll have to involve the experts that you spoke about.
And perhaps they're not in line with the climate change challenge and, you know, perhaps what we need as climate change resilient infrastructure. But Professor Madani, there's always been this debate about restoration and repair work versus, you know, maintaining the original shape and color and form of a structure of historical importance. Where do you stand on this debate? Because ultimately, if we want these structures to stand and survive the test of time and the ravages of time, then there has to be some amount of restoration work that needs to be done. But many purists are against that. Professor Bhadani.
As I told you earlier, and my previous speakers, we rightly said that there are so many problems. Water logging is the main problem because the irritant behavior of the weather. One of my colleagues also referred about the Fatehpur Sikri. And Mr. Sampath, he said that the Archaeological Survey of India is not taking care of this monument, the World Heritage Site. Madam also referred the other monuments of the Madhya Pradesh and Bihar.
Right.
Rightly said. But you simply see the Humayun's tomb, which was adopted by the Aga Khan Trust. They are taking care of the structure and they are expending lots of money. And they are taking the advice of the technicians and the experts. Mm. Like, I know that Mr. K.K. Muhammad is also very famous for the conservation and the preservation of the monuments. He was previously, he was an ASI, now as
so,
a retired
So
person.
That's an important point, that perhaps we need to take on board those people who are sensitive to the challenges of, say, climate change and other such challenges. And at the same time, they have the technical know-how, in a sense, to retain the structure in its original shape and form. Sanjay Sharma, would you like to weigh in on this entire debate about, you know, restoration versus sort of retaining the sanctity of a monument?
See, again, I would refer one thing, that there's a saying, the protection approach to a mistake is to acknowledge it. And all I've seen in last so many years, that if they see, I know it costs a lot of money, there's a lot of manpower required to restore these monuments. I mean, it's not easy, but that is not how we can just shy away from our responsibility. And that is just, I mean, the ASI would just give an excuse. There was a crack, that's why there's a water coming down, flowing down to the from the dome of the Taj Mahal. See, what about these? It is only 2-3 days it has rained. What right. about the rest of the year? Hmm. The river remains dry. There is a dirty nala with all the contamination of the water which is flowing down. All the effluents from the industries is flowing down. Then the river, it is completely dry with dirty, contaminated sure. water. With millions and trillions of insects hmm. breeding over there, hmm. who come and perch on the monument walls, hmm. and they also pollute the. So I mean, there are so many
civic apathy as well. And Ulka Kelkar, quickly, the last word to you. I have 30 seconds on the debate. This is a combination of civic apathy and also lack of understanding on the cost of climate change.
Yes, there is.
Yes, what we need.
I don't.
Yes, Ulka what? Kelkar, go ahead.
What we need is a lot of public awareness and also involving the local tourism workers and any other jobs, in fact, that come up around tourism sites. Mm. But more than that, we need action plans, contingency plans, involving not just the heritage workers, the experts that we spoke about, but the local communities, gram panchayats, city administration.
Right.
And finally, there might even be the need for insurance for protecting the health and safety of both the tourist visitors as well as the tourist workers.
All right, that's a very important point. I think that's a good note to end the debate on as well. Thanks all very much for being with us. Well, have we really failed in shielding history from the scars of time? That's enough food for thought for tonight. Thanks so much for watching. Goodbye.